Hare Krishna. Well, we had a pleasant trip back from Ukraine. We sat at the border almost as long on the way back as we did on the way there, except for the fact that they didn't want to take a car apart this time. It was just the queues. And on the way up, the weather was extremely pleasant. It was real driving weather. On the way back, it was 36 degrees, so it was hot. But we had a very comfortable car by grace of one of our donors, congregation members, and so we got back here by 7 o'clock, 7:30 at night. We left around 7 in the morning, 12 hours. Well, 1 hour time difference also. So about 13 or 14 hours. And I'm just finished taking care of Radha Damodar. Now we're just headed out to see some of the refugees, distribute a little, some sweets. I just want to, we're, devotees are going out at 6 a.m. at one of the train stations where they arrive, and every morning we do a special, on top of our other Food for Life food distribution, we distribute for 300 refugees when they arrive, and they get a hot breakfast. And I want to go to the other train station where many of them are camped out. And anyway, just see the situation myself. Much as I sympathize and we're trying to do something, I'm just realizing it's just something that's really out of our hands. Very few of these people really want to stay in Hungary. They want to move on, wealthier countries. And of course, Hungary's having its own battles, trying to even accommodate and take care of them, facilitate them even in transit, what to speak of, in to reside over here, give them refugee status. And our employment is limited. In terms of devotee making, it's a option, and we already looked into that before. I sent some devotees out for 2 days to talk to them, to preach to them, to see if there was any devotee potential. No doubt there is, these people are—they're not coming to join a religious organization, especially since great majority of them, if not almost all of them, are all Muslim, to join the Hare Krishna movement and to give up material life. They're looking for a better material life. And of course, they certainly deserve to have a life that is war-free, persecution-free. That type of life, a good job and so on, is something that we can't really help them with. But still, I'd like to see for myself whether there are some ways, aside from distributing prasadam, which of course we can do, and that we're doing at the present time at our own expense on a daily basis, and we'll continue to do that, to just help in that way. Okay, well, that wasn't what I was going to talk about. We had a short class. Our devotees are on the Janmashtami marathon, and I was just talking to them about the importance of really being strict in Krishna consciousness, being strict with ourselves in terms of our vows, being strict with ourselves in terms of our commitment to service, in terms of the standards of etiquette. Sometimes, if not often, the question arises, well, you know, isn't what's the difference between being strict and being fanatical? I've rarely met a fanatical devotee. And strictness is certainly something that we do need to cultivate because of many reasons. Dridhavrata, I don't know if there's a Sanskrit word for strict. Dridhavrata meaning firm in one's determination. Because of the many reasons that strictness is important, one is because it protects ourselves. When we learn how to be strict with ourselves, of course, when we first come, it may be that our parents are strict with us, it may be that our that senior devotees are strict with us, guru is strict with us, but ultimately one needs to take over that strictness and one has to be able to be strict with oneself because then one is protected. When we become a little too lax or lenient, it's like just the tiniest little pinhole in a dam. If you don't do something about it right away, ultimately it'll get bigger, 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 and the whole dam will collapse. So the same thing. If we're too lenient with ourselves, then the whole thing will collapse. And of course, I'm also emphasizing this for our marathon, that when the devotees say that they're going to do something, then they should really stick to it and do it. And if they do, they will feel themselves very empowered. And that's my practice. My practice is remaining strict and being committed to what needs to be done. I don't cut out at 5 or 6 in the evening saying it's over for the day. Whatever needs to be done, whether it means staying up till 9, 10 o'clock at night, and the same can be said of many other devotees that I know, need to do the needful, we have to do it. Prabhu chintana koribha. Haridas Thakur told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, don't worry, it will be done. That's a real trustworthy devotee, someone who can reassure Krishna that you can rely on me. Gotta go. Hare Krishna.